more timeless way of building. We must make each pattern a thing, so that the human mind can use it easily, and so that it may take its part amongst the other patterns of our pattern languages. For this same reason, you must be able to draw it. If you can't draw a diagram of it, it isn't a pattern. If you think you have a pattern, you must be able to draw a diagram of it. This is a crude but vital rule. A pattern defines a field of spatial relations. It must therefore always be possible to draw a diagram. In the diagram, each part could appear as a labelled or coloured zone. The layouts of the parts expresses the relations which the pattern specifies. If you can't draw it, it is not a pattern. And finally, for the same reason too, you must give it a name. The search for a name is a fundamental part of the process of inventing or discovering a pattern. So long as a pattern has a weak name, it means that it's not a clear concept, open access, and you cannot clearly tell me to make one. Suppose that I am in the process of discovering the entrance transition pattern. Let us say that I am dimly aware of the need for some kind of change between the street and house, that sensory changes help to create this change of attitude. Perhaps, to begin with, I call the pattern entry process. I hope that the name entry process will explain this fact to you. But actually, you do not know how to create this change of feeling. Entry process, it's still too vague. Now suppose I call the pattern house-street relationship. At this stage, I'm aware that there is some concrete geometry which will create the transition. I'm aware that some kind of relationship is needed, but I don't know what the relationship is. Now, suppose I change the name to front door indirectly reach from street. This specifies a particular relationship which I can actually build into a design, but it is still a relationship. It's still hard for me to be sure that it is present or is missing from a design. So finally, I call it entrance transition, with the idea that the transition is an actual place between the street and the house, with certain definite characteristics. Now I can simply ask myself, have I built an entrance transition into my design? I can answer at once. I can tell you how to build an entrance transition, you know exactly what to do, and you can do it. It is concrete, easy to do, and it is more accurate. Finally, I understand fully what the problem is. I know what to do about it.